This is Jerry Geerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Wilson, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Making plans this winter to manage agricultural land to benefit wildlife can help lead to seeing a healthy and diverse wildlife population in the future. When considering a wildlife management plan, it is essential to begin with the end in mind. What is the goal of wildlife management? For example, is the goal to generate income from hunting, to increase habitat for personal hunting experiences, or solely for the enjoyment of watching wildlife? There are several options that improve conditions for wildlife and also benefit producers. One would be to implement conservation tillage practices. While this decreases runoff and erosion, it also provides food for birds, deer, and small mammals. Grassed waterways, field borders, and windbreaks all provide food and cover. Riparian buffers or filter strips provide feeding and nesting areas. And as an added benefit, the shade and fallen debris can serve as excellent spawning areas to the nearby stream. In addition, simply rotating livestock can offer improved forage for wildlife, increase insect populations for birds, and can provide an excellent nesting cover. By providing areas that are suitable for wildlife, all ages of people can interact and discover the wonders of nature. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Geerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.